Hello and welcome to Press TV's debate. I'm Marcy Hashmi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, the political scene is rocky in Egypt, as it has been a few days now that Adli Mansour had taken over the reins of presidency. We're seeing demonstrations and counter-demonstrations on the street. And now people are asking, what is next for Egypt? Well, stay tuned as we take a look at the latest on the debate.
Tensions still running high in Egypt. The capital, Cairo, is once again the scene of rallies for and against ousted President Mohamed Morsi, days after his overthrow in a military coup. Pro-Morsi demonstrations gained momentum after the Muslim Brotherhood called on its supporters to take to the streets en masse and keep up with demonstrations until, quote, elected President Morsi returns to power.
Those who support the president also support the constitution and the law. Hopefully, they will not leave the streets until they reinstate Morsi in office.
Meanwhile, opponents of Morsi are still on the streets even after Morsi is gone.
Egyptian people are not polarized. What percentage of the Egyptian people are Muslim Brotherhood supporters? Are they 5 or 6 million people? The whole Egyptian nation is one.
The army is still deployed in full force to deal with the aftermath of the coup. However, things have spiraled out of control on many occasions, with supporters and opponents of Morsi clashing with each other. The violence has left dozens of people dead. In the political arena, talks continue over choosing an interim prime minister with the hope that he can lead the country out of the crisis. The military-backed presidency earlier named leading opposition figure Mohamed El-Baradei as a logical choice for the post. But it later backtracked on the decision. The change in decision followed criticisms by several groups, including Egypt's largest Salafist bloc, the Nur Party, which said it would not work with El-Baradei. Wednesday's coup against Morsi has sparked fears of massive violence across Egypt. Among other foreign leaders, Russia's President Vladimir Putin has warned of a civil war similar to the one in Syria. It remains to be seen whether different factions and their supporters will be able to reach an agreement, or the nation will plunge into an abyss, what many are warning about.
Well, let's start off this to bring us up to date on the latest with a Press TV's correspondent on the ground there, Karim Kamaluddin. Hi, Karim. Karim, tell us what is going on, because now we know that from the information that I have that the pro-Morsi protesters are on the street. What about those who are against the president, the former president, and also the pro-Morsi protesters? How long are they planning on staying on the street?
Yes, Marzia, the opponents or the anti-Morsi protesters took to the streets once again in mass numbers here where we are in Cairo's iconic Liberation Square, as well as in other public places across the country in mass rallies to protect the gains of the revolution and to call on the military-backed President Adli Mansour to call for presidential elections as soon as possible, as early as possible. This is one of the demands of the protesters, the anti-Morsi protesters. Another demand is the accomplishment and achievement of the demands and objectives of the 25th of January revolution, which ousted former dictator Hosni Mubarak, and which were bred freedom and social justice. So they are complaining that since the 2011 revolution, they have not seen any change, and they at the beginning, they thought that the revolution would bring about prosperity and better economic conditions, but the conditions for them have worsened day after day. So they are calling on the military-backed president to protect the gains of the revolution and to achieve the demands and objectives of the January 25th revolution. On the other hand, the pro-Morsi supporters are taking to the streets also in their thousands outside Rawal Adawiyah Mosque in Nasser City, as well as also in other public places places, among of which is the Renaissance Square outside the Cairo University, as well as in other governorates, to denounce the military coup and to reject any of the negotiations or the nominations of the military-backed president, as well as his consultants, as they do not approve anything which is issued by the military-backed administration, as they do not recognize this administration, and they believe that Mohamed Morsi is the legitimate president, and they said they have vowed that they will take to the streets and vent their fury over the military coup and will not go home will not back down on their main demand, which is the reinstatements of Mohamed Morsi.
So all right, Karim, stay with me, Karim. Let me get our guests in on this. Because of the situation on the ground in Cairo, and actually both of our guests are supposed to be coming from Cairo, but there's lots of problems on the ground and some technical difficulties getting to the studio. But we're happy to welcome one of our guests, political analyst Hisham Al-Batel. Thank you so much for being with us. Let's look at the situation on the ground in general. Now some are saying with the rise in instability that perhaps it would have been a better option had the former president stayed in power, and basically it had been taken for early elections instead of the type of instability that we're witnessing right now, and possible setting up the situation for clashes between various groups. Your take, sir, and welcome to the program.
Okay, just let me at the beginning clarify some few things. The situation on the ground is that pro Morsi supporters are gathering, flocking in various squares in Egypt, all over Egypt, and various governorates. And they are not willing to leave the squares until the legitimate president comes back to office. And what is happening is what we are seeing is that, for example, today Al-Sisi began his psychological warfare against the Egyptians who support President Morsi. For example, he let the fighter planes throw leaflets of propaganda threatening the people gathering in the squares. And as an analyst, I see this as the beginning of losing his temper and his control over things. 2 days before, for the first time in the Egyptian history, over a civil square in one quarter of the Egyptian capital, two Apaches flew over very lowly over the heads of the people gathering there, and I was there and witnessed that myself. And that was a very funny threat, by the way. People received this with laughter and Allahu Akbar, and they prepared themselves to be martyrs. What is happening is that Al-Sisi, which is being seen by most of the Egyptians now as a traitor, is pushing the country towards civil war. Not civil war, this is civil military war. The people from one side and the army or the military from the other side, because the people are insisting on grasping the ground until their legitimate president comes to office again. And what happened is that Al-Sisi, only in one declaration, in one very black declaration, through the votes of 26 million Egyptian voters into garbage. Okay. This is how we see the things.
All right, stay with me. I want to welcome our next guest who has joined us out of Cairo, political analyst Sherif Rizq. Thank you so much for being with us. How do you see the situation, Mr. Rizq? Our other guest has said that basically this interim government lacks legitimacy because President Morsi was a democratically elected president. And now the situation is extremely tense because of the coup that has taken place. Your take, sir.
Yeah, first of all, But I just cannot understand why he calls Morsi legitimate. I mean, legitimacy is not something that you take for granted. You have to earn it. He got actually through elections, that's true. But then he kind of worked against legitimacy when he declared himself a dictator by canceling the first amendment of the Constitution and started working on his own, telling nobody could review me. And then the second thing, he overthrew the public attorney, and this was against the Constitution. I cannot call him legitimate. The third point, which is actually in all democracies are known all over the world, it's called recall. And a recall when the voters decide to go and ask for referendum. And he has known that. He has known that people are asking for referendum. He just ignored them. When he ignored them, people headed out in the streets. So the army, in order to prevent a civil war, he just asked him to step down. So I cannot see that even the president, when he says that the ex-president, the former president Morsi, when he says that only 130,000 people in the street, I think he was quite unaware of the situation, or he was trying to ignore it, and it cannot be ignored because till now people are heading out in the street, there are millions, and they are against all types of dictatorship. And if ever
Mr.
somebody
Riz,
else
because
comes
we have a limited show because of we've started late. I just want to get to this other point. Now that you've just said that the anti-Morsi people are on the street, we know that the pro-Morsi people are on the street. How dangerous a situation, though, does it set up in your country now?
Pardon, can you repeat the question again?
Yeah, that's for Mr. Riz.
It's dangerous only from the side that are using weapons, and the side that's using weapons are... it's only dangerous from the side that are using weapons, and the side that are using weapons, and we got the videos, are from the Muslim Brotherhood side, and those who blocked the street. I came now through Al-Mahwar Street, and it was blocked by the Muslim Brotherhood. And they are using weapons, they are using guns, they are trying to use violence to ignite people against what's going on.
Okay, so okay, stay with me on that. Mr. Bontel, your take on
actually,
that. Your take
I
on what our guest is saying, that it's the Muslim Brotherhood now that is trying to use violence, and that actually they're the ones now going against the will of the people.
Well, before even answering this question, I would like to say something. If the Muslim Brotherhood are those people gathering in the streets over the past 3 days, then they are the most powerful political party or community in Egypt. And let us hand over Egypt to them, because they are the most powerful. A myth that the Muslim Brotherhood are the people, the only people gathering in the street calling for President Morsi to come back to office, and the trial of al-Sisi as a traitor is a myth. And this is a funny one, by the way, because al-Sisi made a very dangerous mistake. Actually, he turned President Morsi from an elected president, elected by the votes of 26 million Egyptian voters, into a public leader. By the way, now this is this president has governorates over Egypt being separated or declaring independence for him, calling him to come back to office, like Marsa Matruh, Sinai, Bani Suwayf, Almania, Sohag, and those governments, governorates are, although they are not covered, the activity of the supporters of President Morsi are not covered by the media, as it should be. They are grasping the ground, holding the ground, and they are calling for the president to come back. And they even 2 days before, several governorates declared that they will they consider themselves independent governorates until the legitimate president comes to office again.
And are they and armed, this Mr. Albato, as
him,
our guest,
he turned
Mr. Riz,
from only,
Mr.
Riz from only
has
an
said,
elected president into a popular leader.
Okay, what our other guest has said that on his way to the studio that he saw people that were pro-Morsi on the streets and they were armed. Your take on that?
This is for me, right?
This is for Mr. Albato, staying with Mr. Albato. Okay. Well, I think we've probably lost our other guest. So, Mr. Rizza, going back to you in this situation, very delicate situation now set up. We saw that on Saturday, suddenly we heard that the prime minister, the interim prime minister, was going to be Mr. Mohamed Al-Baradi. And then we saw sort of a switch in saying basically that the prime minister has not been selected, basically because of opposition by the Al-Nur group that is involved in this coalition. There's a wide range of perspectives, from the extremely secular to the extreme group or extreme perspectives perhaps by some of Al-Nur group. Can this wide range of people actually work together and able to make a smooth transition in the situation overall in the country now?
Basically this is the kind of the thing that's happening at the beginning of anything new. So they are just trying to get people around and get all their ideas about it. And we're not looking for specifically Mr. Brady. However, he is very qualified to hold the position. But anyone who's got the abilities and the qualifications, and it's kind of agreed upon by all the people, this might be a good candidate. But this is not the idea at all that we have to insist on Brady or somebody else. The opposition of a Noor party to Mr. Brady is quite strange, because on what basis? Qualification basis or ideology basis? And I think if we always cling to the idea of ideology, we will go nowhere. So we have to think in terms of qualifications and the abilities to hold the position. Mr. Brady or anybody else could hold the position. We got lots of talents in Egypt and got some people who are qualified that have been actually marginalized by the former President Morsi.
All right. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank both my guests and my apologies to our viewers that we had so little time. But as I said, because of the situation on the ground in Cairo, both our guests had problems getting to the studio. And I'd like to thank them for taking out the time and going through the trouble of going to the studio. Political analyst Mr. Sharif Rizq and Mr. Hisham Al-Balal, also political analyst in Cairo. Thank you both for being with us. Thank you, viewers, for being with us. And see you next time right here on the next debate. I'm Marzia Hashimi signing off from Tehran. Goodbye.